WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. One part of Virginia is facing some economic headwinds, and it might be a region that surprises you. Dominion Energy is providing aid to Florida for the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. Meanwhile, Southwest Virginia continues to recover from Helene, but it could take many months. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, October 10th. The economy in one region of Virginia is facing problems, and it might not be the region you'd expect. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Northern Virginia is in trouble, according to a recent report from the Stephen Fuller Institute at George Mason University. The region has stagnant wages, flat salaries, and rising unemployment. Keith Waters is assistant director at the Fuller Institute, and he says one trend that he finds particularly worrisome is the region's most important job sector is struggling.
Much of the softness in the region's economy, I believe, is driven by the softness in the professional, scientific, and technical services. These are the high-paying jobs that the region has historically been competitive in.
He says the rest of the country is eating Nova's lunch.
We have to start regaining some of our economic competitiveness in this professional, scientific, and technical compared with the U.S. Because we've now been lagging the U.S. for 3 years, we really got to get going on this because this is what the region does, and we've been being outperformed by the rest of the U.S. for about 3 years.
Virginia is often mentioned as a great place to do business, he says, but that masks the reality that Northern Virginia is falling behind other major metro areas across the country. Michael Pope.
Dominion Energy is providing mutual aid to Florida for the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. WTVR reports the energy company has already sent roughly 400 workers for utility lines and trees to support the Sunshine State in the coming days. It's already dispatched hundreds of line workers to the Carolinas to assist that state following Helene. Well, it's been almost 2 weeks since Helene damaged hundreds of homes across Southwest Virginia and took the lives of two people in Virginia. Virginia Public Radio's Roxy Todd visited Damascus and surrounding communities this week, where it could take more than a year to rebuild washed out roads and fully reopen the Virginia Creeper bicycle trail.
If you've never been to Whitetop Mountain and surrounding communities, picture a view you might have seen on a postcard of a curvy Appalachian road and miles of trees that are already changing color for autumn. These are Virginia's highest points, and some people say the remoteness is part of the beauty. Neighbors have been spending their days helping and feeding each other. At a small convenience store in Conorock, which straddles Smith and Washington counties, Matthew Dell is preparing 200 free hot meals for lunch. Some are being delivered to people who are still stranded in their homes.
There's a lot of people around here that don't have cars. Vehicles were crushed or can't get out themselves.
Since Helene hit, they've served meals multiple days, as have lots of other groups and volunteers. This week, electricity was restored for many residents, and water is being turned on too. Roads are being cleared. The immediacy of this disaster is slowly turning into long-term recovery, which will take months, years. Dell points to where a creek took out a swing set and playground.
So this is where the playground used to sit, and all of that's gone, washed down the creek.
Nearby, the Conorock Community Center is full of supplies, including vegetables, diapers, even generators to give away. Volunteer Carolyn Tracy is busy sorting children's toothbrushes.
We have gas cans and water coming out our ears right now, so if people need water, they can come here and get water.
They also have grain and hay to feed animals. Tracy says many Conorock residents are elderly and are in need of helping hands.
We're coming together, and most people are starting to do cleanup, so anybody that's willing to help with them with cleanup, we would love to have. And if they come to the community center, we can kind of point people in different directions.
Traveling from Conorock to Damascus now takes longer because portions of the road there were washed away in the flood.
We've lost 58 going to Damascus. It's gone.
U.S. Route 58 will need to be rebuilt. The Virginia Department of Transportation is working on plans for how that will work because the road will need a new path.
And the road, when it's rebuilt, will not be what we knew before.
Jason Berry is the administrator for Washington County. Damascus is accessible from Interstate 81, and most main roads are clear. But Route 58 and some side roads that were near creeks were forever changed by the flood.
The reality is the stream was moved. So where the stream was is now in a new location. So in the case of the Creeper Trail and Route 58, the stream took over where they were.
The Virginia Creeper Trail is a 33-mile bike path that runs from Abington to Whitetop Mountain. It runs through the National Forest and the town of Damascus. Economically, this town will have a nearly impossible time bouncing back without the Creeper Trail, says Barry.
Creeper Trail, you know, is the lifeblood of Damascus.
Most businesses in Damascus are tied in some way to the Creeper Trail. The trail has reopened from the starting point in Abington, but rebuilding the second half will mean replacing bridges and steep mountains. And because Laurel Creek changed course during the flood, parts of this trail may have to be rerouted through the forest. Barry says Washington County leadership is committed to rebuilding the Creeper Trail and finding housing for people to keep living in the area.
We know there's about 18 or 19 homes totally lost on the day of the devastation between Damascus and then two up on Taylor's Valley. But if you go downtown and you've seen it, there's many homes you can tell are visibly damaged, will have to be torn down, demolished, and rebuilt.
Barry says seven displaced families in Damascus who were staying at a shelter in Bristol have since moved to a hotel, and local officials are working to help them find places to stay long term. In Damascus, I'm Roxy Todd.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.